was just, and it's just him like making tea. Really? I don't know. I'll send it to you.
Those are not the TikToks that people send me at all.
What kind of TikToks?
I just get like funny stuff.
Is it Avril Lavigne and Tony Hawk? Because that one was great.
I haven't watched that one. You sent it to me.
Oh my God, it's so good. But you weren't like, Avril Lavigne was your college days, and that wasn't.
I mean, I like Avril Lavigne. I like Tony Hawk more.
Tony Hawk is in it.
Well, I know that. And so I like good. How he doesn't ever get recognized.
No.
I sent you that thing, right? And it was like all his stories.
When he's like going through TSA and stuff.
Yeah.
And the guy's like, oh, Tony Hawk, like that skater guy. And yeah. Tony Hawk's like, yeah.
The funniest one I read was he's sitting on a plane and somebody opens the like overhead compartment and goes to put stuff in, and there's skateboards in it. And he goes, who do you think you are, Tony Hawk? And he looked down and he's like, oh, hey.
I am Tony Hawk. Yeah, Mike and I were talking about, after I watched that TikTok for like the 10th time, Mike and I were talking about the video games. And didn't Greg play Tony?
Pro Skater?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Greg was super into it.
Mike like loved it. I think we still might have.
We probably still have it.
Yeah. So good.
Are we recording?
Okay, oh. Cool.
Woo!
He was a skater boy. No, we'll get flagged for that or some bullshit.
I like that song.
I do too. Music video is pretty good because Mike and I went and watched like 5 Avril Lavigne music videos.
Oh, that's what happened
last night. You just rabbit hole.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, so let's do this now. Hi, everyone. My name's Chelsea.
I'm Erin.
And this is Slasher Movie Review. On tonight's episode of Slasher Movie Review, we're going to be talking about arachnophobia.
Nothing?
I couldn't think of anything
I feel like
on the top of my head. And I feel like that there might be some good ones, but I just didn't really take the time.
Oh, so disappointed in you.
I know.
We're going to go to Venezuela.
We're going to Venezuela and California, folks. Yeah, so Arachnophobia is a 1990 horrible film. It's an hour and 49 minutes, and I believe you can rent it for like $2.99 on Amazon Prime, or it's free. I can't remember 100%.
Pretty sure I didn't rent it. It was okay. Free somewhere.
Cool.
I found it free.
Did you write it down? For no. Our listening audience.
I could probably look it up quick.
Yeah.
Okay. You just keep talking and I'll do the Googling.
Yes. So it's directed by Frank Marshall. The writers are Don Jacoby and Al Williams. Al Williams did the story. And Wesley Strick, I think, did the screenplay. My handwriting is terrible. And I didn't go through and like rewrite my notes. So it's pretty awful.
That's okay.
And it stars, I only did the 4 main.
I mean, that's all.
Yeah. Jeff Daniels as Ross, Harley Jane Kozak, pronunciations.
I would say Kozak. That sounds
right. Is it Kozak? Mm-hmm. As Molly.
It's free on Prime Video.
Oh, perfect. Prime Video. Mm-hmm. And then Julian Sands as Dr. Atherton, who I love. I just think he's a good actor. And John Goodman as Delbert the Exterminator.
Julian Sands is Warlock, right?
I think so.
The, like, scientist.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, Dr. Atherton.
Yeah, like the professor. The name.
Yeah.
Goes, okay.
Yes.
I believe he was Warlock in Warlock the movie.
Oh,
yeah, I think he's like the main guy. Maybe.
I wrote down Gotham and Smallville because he plays villains. Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
So this won a Saturn Award for Best Horror, and it also won Best Actor for Jeff Daniels, which I thought was pretty cool.
That is cool.
The music was. Did I just interrupt you?
No.
Put down my phone and I'm like, no, I'm totally talk fine. Now. The music was done by Trevor Jones. He also did Dark City, Hideaway, worked on Labyrinth, and Dark Crystal.
Dark City.
Mm-hmm.
Ugh.
I just thought that was neat.
That one's a good one.
And also, I don't know if you noticed in the credits. Did you watch the credits?
No.
The last song?
No.
Is the Jimmy Buffett song. he wrote for called Don't Bug Me. Because so you're going to have to, because Greg goes, isn't that that one guy? Because I wasn't really paying attention to the credits at all. And I'm like, that sounds like Jimmy Buffett.
As soon as the film was over, I immediately shut the TV off and was terrified.
Really?
This, I wrote
went
it
to
down.
Bed with your bug spray?
Yes. This film fills me with dread just reading about it when I was like researching it. And I'm not even like a big arachnophobic, like I can...
Arachnophobic?
Whatever. Words. I just don't like them on me. I can deal with them like being in the room and stuff. I don't like them on
Mike,
me.
Mike, is that true? Okay.
Mike cannot watch this. He can't even watch the opening credits. Horrifying.
Greg... He was okay with it other than when they were swarming. And when we were done watching it, he said, I remember that being like funnier and not as scary as it actually was.
Yes.
Like the overwhelming amount of spiders. Which, did you look into the spiders at all?
I kind of did, yeah. Oh. A little bit, but not a ton. So.
Okay. So the spiders are Avondale spiders from New Zealand. And they did like... everything in their power to protect the spiders during filming. So like when they like John Goodman at one point like squishes mm-hmm. one, well the bottom of his shoe is hollow.
Okay.
And then they did like a cut and then took the spider out and then lifted up his shoe with like the squished spider underneath. And like when the spider at one point goes down the drain.
Yeah.
The drain was a false drain so that they could catch it and like dry it out
and
afterwards.
Dry it out. Oh.
Yeah. So they had 300 spiders brought in from New Zealand every week. I don't know what they ended up doing with them, if they just like retired in America because they weren't allowed to go back to New Zealand once they were here.
I did know that. I knew that the spiders weren't allowed back.
And then the main giant spider is a bird eating, kind of bird eating tarantula. Yeah. And they're really aggressive. So those spiders, like the people did not deal one on one with. But the Avondale spiders are actually crawling on them. And yeah. But they're a type of crab spider, I guess.
Okay.
And they're like really mild mannered. Yeah. Like they're not gonna bite you.
That's cool.
Anyway.
Did you go into the entomologist that worked on set too?
Yes.
That was a deep dive for me.
I know, me too.
Because I was super interested.
Steven Kutcher?
Yeah.
Kutcher,
I think.
Kutcher, yeah.
So this episode is coming out a couple days before our dad's birthday, and our dad passed away 8 years ago. So this is kind of like, and he was an amateur entomologist, so...
Yeah,
we might have some stories to tell during this one.
I do have a story about this film before we even get into it. So this came out when I was like 9-ish, 9, 10 mm-hmm. years old. And that was back in the day when you had to like go down to the video store and rent things.
Wow.
I know. Well, I'm telling this like I'm a million years old. For those who don't know... rental places would have big posters and they'd have like the whole next month of because like videos that they were getting. So they'd have the whole list. Well, Arachnophobia came up on the list. I was too young to go see it in the theater. So Dad and I went to, I want to say, I cannot remember the name of the video store. It was where Joanne's was in Adrian. It was like in that building.
It wasn't Blockbuster.
No, Blockbuster was across the street.
And it wasn't Hollywood Video. Either, because that was
the one on the corner, the newer one.
Anyway,
so they like wrote our name down on a piece of paper in line with our phone number, and they called us the day that they got them in. So we had like one reserved.
Because that was the thing. Like, you could do that.
You could reserve a movie if you wanted to.
Reserve your copy.
Yeah,
I missed that.
A VHS mm-hmm. tape. So we reserved one because I was like pumped to see it, and I remember there was a lot of parts that I probably shouldn't have seen that I thought were real scary.
Yeah,
but that, I mean, I saw It when I was about that age too.
I know, and I like got after Sienna because Sienna loves horror films,
mm-hmm.
loves them, and when she was like 11 or 12, she was like sneaking in episodes of Walking Dead and stuff, And at first I was so pissed at her, but then I was like, shit, I was watching like Halloween and Friday the 13th and all these things.
And I don't
things.
Think Walking Dead is like Halloween or no. Friday
it's
the 13th.
It's gory, but...
It's gory, but that's it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyway,
that's my story about Dad and I reserving
your arachnophobia.
I was like so excited. Aww. Okay.
Browsing the VHS with Dadu.
Yep.
All right.
So. Oh, we didn't even talk about Steven Kuchar, who.
Oh yeah.
Is like professional, like.
He's the bug man
bug
in Hollywood.
Wrangler.
Mm-hmm.
So he did the bug stuff for Jurassic Park, Spider-Man, the 2002.
Yep.
He also did, I haven't seen this video, but apparently there's bugs in Alice Cooper, Welcome to My Nightmare. He did like the bugs for the music
that's
video.
That's so cool. What yeah. a job.
Yeah. And that's just like what he does. Well, I mean, he's also...
A world-renowned
yeah.
entomologist.
But so basically, anytime you see any bug in a commercial yeah. or film or TV show,
I mean, somebody has to
probably
be.
Had something yeah. to do with it.
Somebody has to wrangle them.
Yes.
All right. Anyway, okay. We should probably start getting into the plot here.
Yeah, 20 minutes later.
I know. That's okay. Whatever. I knew. I kind of figured this might be a long one. So
you always say that. We never know.
That's true.
Because we could, oh, I don't know. Never mind.
That's all right.
The intro. They're in the jungle.
They're in Venezuela, folks. They're there. It's Dr. Atherton.
Yes. Dr. Atherton's there. The photographer shows up.
Yes.
Okay. So the photographer shows up to their, like, scientific base that
yeah.
they have.
So Dr. Atherton's in Venezuela, and he's looking for new species of insects, arachnids and things like that. And so he has this photographer come in to photograph all of these species and everything. And so they have – and it was super cool for me seeing how they set up everything because
– Like a lab, like a field lab.
Yeah. So they had like white sheets with like buckets and stuff that the shit would fall in. And they essentially smoke out.
Oh, well, yeah. Well, first they get in a helicopter. And
oh,
they,
yeah.
They fly like a long time to get to this canyon or like a ravine that no yeah. one has ever been in. It kind of reminded me of like King Kong.
It really did. And like there's one part where Dr. Atherton and like his scientist buddies are with him and they have like a native guide.
Yeah.
And the guide's like, no, I'm not going any farther.
And the photographer is like, what the fuck?
Yeah, right?
But he also said, which I thought this was kind of weird, there are nature photographers that like just take photos of like insects and stuff
yeah.
and birds.
Mm-hmm.
And this guy was like a sports photographer.
Yeah, it's very random.
It was super random. I don't know how they got him, but yeah, they get to this point hiking down into the canyon and their guide is like, I'm not gonna go any farther.
Yeah. No thank
you. So then they get down there and it's cool. They're like poking around. It's like jungly.
Oh yeah, the photographer's name's Manly.
Okay.
Manly the sports photographer.
That was very well written. Well, they fog a tree or like smoke a tree and they have all these like catch bins underneath.
Yeah.
Did you think it was weird that they smoke the tree and then they're all standing under it?
I thought it was very weird and I wrote that down. It's in my notes because I was like,
it is also
nobody,
in my notes.
Nobody does that. Nobody would use a smoke thing and then just stand underneath and like wait. And the scientist, Dr. Atherton, like puts his hat on.
Yeah.
Like, all right, guys.
Let's stand under this tree where there's unknown insects that are just going to be raining out of it.
That could be very poisonous.
Could be. Another thing, this was a movie flaw, is those big giant spiders would die if they fell out of the tree.
Yeah, well, it would be like a big animal falling out of a tree and smacking.
Well, they're... So, like, you like can't...
the size of a coconut.
You can't drop tarantulas or, like, big spiders like that because their exoskeleton cracks and they die.
Oh.
So, it's, like, real easy to kill, like, big guys.
Mm.
So...
Mike just said good.
So, when they're, like, curled up falling however many feet out of this tree, they would have all died.
Even falling on, like, a soft surface? Well...
Well, they fall into those force. Tin yeah. Collector things. And like, honestly, like if a tarantula like fell off this table, there's a real good chance it would die. It's real. Yeah, I know.
That's sad. I wonder how, like, the statistics in the United States of people that own tarantulas that drop them.
That was on, there was like a funniest videos and somebody put a tarantula on their friend and their friend like smacked the spider off. And I'm like, they just killed that tarantula.
Oh,
like there's no way that spider lived through that.
That's sad.
And I'm like, everyone's laughing, but I don't think that's really funny because somebody's just like killed their
pet. I didn't think a lot of things that happened on America's Funniest Videos were funny, but
which is now like not even a thing.
Going back in time, folks.
Yeah, we're going back to 1990. Okay, well, the spiders never would have lived. They decide these big spiders, no, he didn't recognize them.
No, new species. I thought it was funny, too, that he was just, like, picking up random bugs, and he's like, oh, new species. I'm like, wouldn't you have to ID like, that thing out?
Like, actually look at them, not just, like, I've never seen this before, so that means it must be brand new.
Yeah.
Well, they take two alive, and they preserve two. Then one of the big spiders crawls into a backpack.
This is the worst. And it's I think it's Manly's backpack.
Yeah, it crawls into Manly's backpack. Then when they're looking at them back at like their base, they don't have reproductive organs.
Mm-hmm.
So they're like, what's happening?
They're the soldier spiders.
Which I don't think that's a thing with spiders either.
So I looked it up because I was like super into this. Spiders in warmer climates, like in South America and stuff, do have a colony type setup similar to bees. And they do have like...
Do they have like a leader or are they just more like a swarm?
I think a swarm.
Okay.
But I didn't get too much into that. But I did look up that in warmer climates, they tend to colonize an area.
Okay. Yeah, but I don't think they have like...
Like drones and stuff like bees do.
I don't think they're set up like that. I just think there's a bunch of them together.
Yeah.
Maybe. I don't... What do I know?
I took like general ent in college. I know.
And that was how long ago?
That was 15 years ago.
Yeah. Well, the photographer, when he got there, he said he wasn't feeling well. And it was kind of like a fever just from traveling. Yeah. Well... He goes to take a nap.
I don't like seeing the spider actually bite.
I don't either. I think that's kind of dumb.
It's icky.
Big, giant spider, like, crawls up under the blankets, bites him. He immediately dies.
It reminded me of the scene, or, like, any scene in, like, what was that one? The Grudge, where you lift the blanket up and there's a big...
Oh, yeah. No, that's terrible.
Yeah, I had a problem with how quickly people died from the spider bites. Because I don't know if they would have died in, like, a couple seconds. I mean, maybe with, like, the big one.
Well,
but...
they do later on, like, when they dissect one of the little ones, they talk about how much venom is in them in comparison to their size.
That's true.
And they just take, like, a drop out and it kills that mouse.
Yeah.
So, like, I don't know. I don't know how quickly it's supposed to work. Well, he immediately, like, seizes and dies.
Perishes.
Yes. So then they're boxing him up just in, like, a wood, like a pine box.
Yeah.
And there's a hole in the box, and the big giant spider climbs in. Which, I mean, why?
Wanted to go on a little adventure to California.
I suppose. Well, yeah. Then they do like a jump ahead to, is it Canaima?
Canaima, how you say it? That's, yeah.
The coroner's office, the coroner opens the casket, And then they make like a joke, like, I don't know how they preserve things there, but there's not going to be an open casket.
Because it just looks like he's dehydrated, like mummified.
He's mummified. And that's when the spider escapes.
Whew.
Yes. So the spider escapes and a crow grabs it. And the crow makes it like a couple hundred yards and dies.
Conveniently to the house of Jeff Daniels and his family.
Yes. Very convenient. I'm sorry. You can... and that's when they are unpacking.
Yeah. So Jeff Daniels and his family are from San Francisco, and they moved to the quaint little town of Canaima, California. And he's supposed to be taking over for the retired doctor that's in town.
Yeah, the local doctor
mm-hmm.
who's old enough to have been in a war. He, like, talks about it.
Yeah.
I'm like, well, yeah. So he was supposed to take over, like, a family practice.
Yeah, and they live, they moved into, like, a small farm. Like, there's, like, a barn and, like, a garage, and the farmhouse is pretty cool. It reminds It reminds me of the farmhouse we grew up in.
You think so?
With, like, the, because you know how in the front porch of the house we lived in had like the detailing like up at the top and stuff.
Yeah, it's called like Rick Rack or something weird. Like, it's got a weird name.
Mom would know.
I'm sure she's gonna Facebook message one of us.
Did you know?
I don't know what it's called. The decorative wood trim.
Mm-hmm.
Well, so he's supposed to meet with a doctor Thursday morning and take over the business. He meets with a doctor and he tells them that he's not retiring.
Which, what the fuck?
Exactly.
What the hell? So he moved his family and the doctor is just like, well, you know, I've really been thinking about it and I'm not ready to retire.
Why couldn't he have told him this way before?
And Jeff Daniels had talked to him like 4 months before. Yeah, had they not talked? Since then, like, I don't know.
Okay, it seems like even if you haven't talked, if I was the doctor and I decided that I wasn't going to give up my practice, I would maybe call the person that's going to replace me and be like, hey.
Just kidding.
Yeah.
And, like, his wife, like, Jeff Daniels' wife gave up, like, her career. I think she's a psychiatrist or something, or a therapist.
What?
Yeah. She, like, has a practice. Yeah.
I thought she's like a lawyer.
Really? Maybe she is.
You can have
a
practice and not be a doctor.
Whatever.
You can also be. I thought she was like worked for like a law firm or something.
She had a good career then.
She was a career woman.
She was a career woman in the 90s. 9 to 5.
Okay. So he leaves the doctor's office, he's getting a ticket. By a cop who's, like, a jerk.
Apparently the only police officer in Canaima.
Apparently. There's only one.
and he's kind of a dick, too.
Yeah. So then his neighbor, Margaret, helps him out. She's like, get away from him. You're being a bully.
Yeah, you're just being a jerk. Like knock it off. And so she is, like, super supportive of Jeff Daniels because she doesn't think...
Ross.
Yeah.
Something Ross.
Ross.
Ross is their last name, I thought. Oh. Or Ross is his first name. Ross Jennings.
So. Yes.
There we go.
Yeah. We do research beforehand. But yeah, Margaret is super cool. She doesn't like the way the doctor runs his practice because he's like archaic in some of the shit he does.
Yeah.
So Margaret jokes around with Ross and is like, oh, well, you just got your first patient.
Which I thought was super nice.
She like sticks up for him and stuff.
So he sees her, tells her that she doesn't need medication, that she's healthy.
Yeah.
She's on like high blood pressure medication or something. And then she offers to throw him a party to like get him out there.
Yeah.
This is when his wife is taking photos, just like out and about.
So while,
and that's when she sees the spider web up in the barn.
Yeah, while this is happening, the spider from Venezuela mates with a house spider.
Yes.
And it's a house spider that Molly, I think, is his wife's name. that, sure. that Molly like puts out in the barn.
Are you sure it's Molly?
I'm pretty sure it is. Yeah.
I kept writing down wife.
Yeah.
Okay.
She has a name, Erin. But yes, yeah, she puts the spider out in the barn, and then it's like a 2-second scene of the spider's like touching legs.
Which the big spider would have eaten the little spider.
Absolutely. That yeah. end. But yeah, so his wife then like the next day goes out to the barn to take pictures and stuff, and there are huge webs up in the barn loft.
Yeah, this was right after they moved in.
It's super creepy.
They find the spider in they find that spider in like a moving box.
Yeah.
And that's when you find out that Ross is afraid of spiders.
Yeah.
Because
he's arachnophobic.
He has arachnophobia.
Yes.
Arachnophobia. Oh boy. Did you notice anything weird about when they're eating dinner?
No. Oh, the kids actually clearing the plates, because yes. that doesn't happen.
I wondered if you were going to say anything about that, because they're like, we're all done with dinner, and mom and dad are eating, and all the kids are taking the
That's
dishes.
What we did growing up, but my kids don't.
They're just like, peace out, mom, and they like drop their paper yeah. plate on the floor and walk away.
How dare you think that we eat all of our dinners on paper plates?
We do when we have
we
company.
We do, though. Yeah.
It's convenient.
But yeah, the kids are like clearing the plates and stuff. And
I just wondered if you were going to say anything about that. So she wants to show Ross the giant spider web. And then that's when he like retells his story about how he was a tiny little kid and there's a spider in his crib and it's like climbing on his leg. So
worst
I don't know.
Experience of his life.
Probably. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's where I thought she was like a psychiatrist, because she tells him like, oh, you know, like you need to face your fear, like you, and she did like something, but maybe not.
I'm not a psychiatrist, and I tell you to do shit all the time.
Yeah, and I don't like it.
Because it's true.
You just have to do this.
Oh, you just have to do this one thing that you absolutely don't want to do, and you'll be fine. Well, he climbs up the ladder to see the web, and it seems like he's a little bit impressed, but then the web touches, like he touches the web.
The rung on the ladder breaks.
Yeah. Oh, and then... yeah. So then when the rung breaks, he touches the web, and then a mouse is in the web that falls out. Yeah.
It's horrifying. It's just awful.
Then you see all the spiders hatching. No?
It's just icky. It's icky.
It's not pleasant.
No. Mike said that he watched this film in, like, biology class or something, and I'm like, what?
Because there's so many facts. Because like, this is what would really happen. It's like watching Jaws in biology.
Yeah, no shit.
Like, the chances are pretty slim. Oh,
I think that
know.
Teacher just didn't want to do much for.
I remember
days.
We watched Gattaca in AP Bio.
We did too. Yeah,
and it was just like a, I don't know,
like a DNA. I mean, it's yeah. a DNA movie.
All the spiders are leaving the barn during the party.
During yes,
Margaret's party, which that house is the Halter Ranch Vineyard.
I don't know what that means.
I mean, it's just like a vineyard. Oh, it's okay. like a wedding venue. Okay. Margaret's house.
Can you imagine getting married there? How fun.
It's beautiful.
Yeah.
But yeah, when I looked it up, there's all these pictures of people like on the front porch and they're like wedding stuff and like around the property.
That's cute.
Mm-hmm. Well, she has a pretty good party.
Yeah. And the old doctor is going around kind of. Not in a pleasant mood that Ross is, like...
Having a party,
yeah.
Yeah, he acts kind of shitty about it. The coroner is there, and he's telling everyone about the death of the guy.
Yes.
And then there's, like, a drunk lady at the party, and it ends up being the photographer's mom.
Yes.
Because she wanted an open casket, and she wanted this and that.
And she's very salty about it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The doctor's wife from Happy Gilmore and Seinfeld.
Yes.
My mom, Earl Rye.
I never recognize her from Seinfeld. It's always from...
My fingers hurt.
Happy Gilmore.
That wasn't her.
That wasn't her that says that. I'm like, wrong.
Wrong.
Well, that's when a spider... So, Margaret's cleaning up the house. Everybody had a good time at the party. There's a spider in there, but she, like, sits down on the couch and, like, picks up a picture of her husband.
And out of all of the people that die in this film because of spiders, I did not want her to.
I know.
Because she's such a lovely human.
She picks up a picture of her deceased husband and is like, you would have drank too much punch and been the life of the party. She, like, kisses it. I'm like, aw.
I know.
And then she goes to turn out the light and gets bit on the hand.
Yes, it's awful.
Yeah, and of course dies like instantly.
Yeah, insta-death. R.I.P. Margaret.
So the next day, Ross is working on the wine rack in the basement. Mm-hmm. He has this large wine collection. So he's working on it, and he has the nail gun, and the nail gun is just, like, shooting through the rotten boards.
Yeah.
So he's like, fuck, we have termites. So they call the exterminator. No. They say they're calling the exterminator. I don't know if they actually do. His wife tells him that Margaret's phone has been busy all morning.
Yeah.
So go check. So he goes to check, sees the newspaper on the front porch, the cat's still outside, finds her dead. Well, then he gets in an argument with the coroner or the police officer.
Everybody. Essentially gets into an argument with the doctor, the old doctor, and the police officer and the coroner. Well, not really necessarily the coroner, but for sure the police officer and the doctor.
Yeah, he gets in an argument because he wants to have an autopsy done. Mm-hmm. Well, then it comes up that he took her off her medication.
Yeah. And then, go on.
Yeah. So then the old doctor has, like, more to be a dick about, essentially.
Yeah. He tells Ross that, I'm going to sue you for malpractice, and Margaret would still be alive if it weren't for you, and, like, all this other bullshit. And Ross is just like, she didn't need to be on the blood pressure medicine.
Yeah.
Like, this isn't.
That's not how. Right. Not what she died from.
Like, she wouldn't have bit her tongue essentially off.
Oh, yeah. He says that.
If she died from, like,
a heart attack.
Right.
I think is what. Like, if she died from a heart attack, she wasn't going to do that.
She just bit it clean off, too.
So it was a seizure.
Yeah.
Which, either way, it's sad. At the funeral, he gets offered a job by the football coach. At her funeral.
Yes, to do the what do they call those
physicals
for the football team?
Yeah.
Yep.
So he gets that job.
I forgot about this part.
Meanwhile, the doctor is still like,
he's just like slandering Ross's name all over the place.
Yeah. He's so jerk. That's when Delbert shows up, their exterminator.
John Goodman. This character reminds me of when Dad would just be like goofing around, like doing like random stupid stuff. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah.
Well, he shows up as like a big know-it-all. But I mean, they don't know.
Right. Yeah.
And like he's telling them to just like take out the whole floor.
What did he say? He said something funny, but go.
Yeah, he has a lot of like really good like funny one-liners. Then it jumps back to Ross and the gym coach,
mm-hmm.
or the football coach, talking about how they haven't heard crickets.
Yeah, and that gets brought up a few times that there haven't been crickets outside.
Yeah. Ross goes through, gives everyone their physicals. There's a spider at practice. And the face you're making.
I just...
Climbs into a helmet of a guy sitting on the sidelines, and then he gets called into play and puts the helmet on.
The coach's kid, I think. Because the coach has a son that plays football and then a daughter. And the daughter is the one that has a spider on her belly. Yeah.
It's not the son.
It's not?
No.
The son of the football coach?
Yeah, because the son is like the star quarterback or something like that. Is it?
I'm almost positive.
Wouldn't he... he doesn't seem like as upset as every... I don't know. Anyway, a kid gets bitten, dies.
A kid dies.
A football player. Then at that funeral, then the old doctor is like talking more shit. Because he saw Margaret. She died. Then he gave them all physicals. And then there's this healthy kid that just drops dead out of the blue.
Yeah.
He gets bit, and when they pull his helmet off, like, the spider comes out of the helmet. Yeah. So they never see it.
Which is a little suspicious to me, because I feel like, well, there were a lot of people around and stuff, but the spiders aren't small spiders. Like, they're pretty decent-sized spiders.
That's true.
I don't know.
Though, then that night, I believe, after the funeral, the old doctor is on his treadmill.
Yes.
Yeah. A spider, like, this is kind of suspenseful because the spider, like, climbs up onto the treadmill and he's walking and the spider falls off onto the floor and then it climbs into his slipper. This is kind of sad because he's done. I think he's going to either get ready for bed or take a shower.
Yeah.
And his wife, who's, like, sitting in bed just reading
poor
or doing
Mrs. Metcalf.
I know. She tells him that the floor is cold and he should put his slippers on. So he puts his slippers on, immediately gets bitten by the spider. That's his wife sees it.
Yes.
She sees the spider and he falls over dead.
Yep.
She calls Dr. Jennings. It's still suspicious, even though she saw him get bit by the spider.
She knows that it wasn't a heart attack.
But now that Ross is the town doctor, he orders an autopsy.
Yes.
And they found poison. Surprise, surprise.
Yeah.
But it's still, like, an argument.
It's not enough, and it is still an argument. And Ross thinks it's spiders. Like, after talking to Mrs. Metcalf and stuff, he's just like, okay, well, maybe
that
we
makes
do
sense.
Have. Yeah.
It's still, yeah, it's still kind of weird. Then that night when his daughter goes to the sleepover, do you think that's, like, weird? How he's like, watch out for spiders, don't pick them up, to, like, her and her friend and the friend's older sister?
Yeah. The friend is sister to the football player that died. If my theory is correct, which I want you to look it up, because
I'm doing it right now.
I'm almost positive that... and. In my defense, anyway, I watched this like 2 weeks ago when we said we were going to record it and we didn't. So I haven't rewatched this. I'm almost positive.
Well, just like, well, talk about when the sleepover.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, their neighbor kid is friends with Ross's daughter and... the neighbor kid has an older sister and they like pick her up and stuff. And the older sister is just like, yeah, we'll watch for spiders. And like, she like gives some sass back. And then the two little girls are in the bedroom and the spider is like crawling like closer and closer to them.
It's so creepy.
And then it like lands on a doll, which is one of, like, the big pictures that you, if you Google arachnophobia, like,
oh,
that's, like,
really?
One of the main pictures.
The, like, baby doll?
Yes. And so Ross's daughter comes in within seconds of being bit by the spider. And the older sister is like, hey, girls, like, why don't you guys go sleep in my room tonight? And then the older sister goes to take a shower. And then this is when – and the dad is also – like going to the bathroom, like he goes to like sit down on the toilet and then hears screaming, and the older sister, there are spiders in the shower. That was very scattered, but I don't like that part.
You can keep going if you want.
Are you still looking it up?
Yes. God, I just looked up arachnophobia deaths.
Oh,
okay. Because
the last name of that kid was Miller. But yeah, so the older sister goes to take a shower, and this is one thing that I do anytime I take a shower since I've seen this. I'm always like looking above the shower head, and I look above all of these things. And I think it's just because you're in the shower, you're already in a vulnerable state. It's just like psycho. Like,
I do that though because we have that like shower curtain, but like the plastic shower curtain over the window, mm-hmm. and then the glass door, and we always have spiders in there. But I'm always worried that I'll be sitting down to shave my legs, and a spider will drop down from behind that curtain.
The worst. But yeah. So she's like shampooing and lathering and stuff, and she reaches up and there's a big spider web above the shower head, and she's just not noticing, face full of soap, whatever. And then all of a sudden you see a shot of her stomach, and there's a spider that's just like dripping down her – not dripping down her stomach, dripping but just down. Like falling down the water on her stomach. And she freaks out. It's on the bottom of the tub then. And she's like screaming. Same reaction. My heart's going real fast. It's not?
No, because their last name is like Beachman.
God damn it. Oh, yeah. Well, because I'm silly.
Her friend is like Bunny Beachman or something like that.
Yeah, Bunny.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You were right. God damn it. I thought for sure.
Okay. No, I was thinking because if... they just had their son's funeral.
Yeah, then why are they going to have kid?
Like sleepovers and...
I don't know.
It would have been like more of a thing.
Yeah, I think. That's true.
Okay. I don't know where we're at.
This is when I think the spider thing becomes a real thing to the citizens of whatever town this is.
Yes. No, I don't know why I didn't write down the shower thing. Ugh.
It's pretty terrifying. That and there's, like the dad goes down to sit on the toilet and there's a spider like on the toilet too.
Yes.
And this is when they call Delbert and Delbert comes in and does his inspection of the property too.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
This is where he smushes a spider.
So, which he doesn't really smush.
He doesn't really smush it.
Ross, after he gets freaked out about the spider things, he calls the entomologist. And instead of like him coming out there, he sends an assistant.
Which I think he probably would because Dr. Atherton...
probably gets weird calls like that a lot.
Yeah. And he's,
and
just like,
he's
no,
kind
no.
of negative. Like anytime there's, you know... a mysterious death, people blame spiders.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
You know. So they exhume the bodies and they find...
it's Collins is the assistant.
Collins
that's there.
Is the assistant. Mm-hmm. What is the main doctor's name?
Metcalf. Dr. Metcalf. Like the old guy?
No, the entomologist.
What's his name? Atherton.
Atherton. I'm not going to remember that.
That's okay.
He wants his assistant to find a specimen.
Yes. And at this point, too, it's not the DA, but like the head coroner guy, I think, goes to like the houses with Jeff Daniels and the exterminator and Collins.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's not.
He kind of is starting to believe Jeff Daniels once they examine the bodies again.
Yeah. So they go to Margaret's house. And did you freak out when he was like flipping down all the coffee mugs?
Yes. Even though I knew what was going to happen. But I'm like, oh, my God, one of them this time around, one of them is going to have a spider in it.
It's just like hanging like coffee mugs hanging on hooks and a guy's like going through. I think it's the sheriff.
Yeah.
It's just like flipping through all of them looking for it. Well, then he is eating cereal. Ugh. This is kind of a fear of mine, too. He's eating the cereal. He picks up a box of it, eating it dry, and pulls out a dead spider. So now they have one, but it's dead. That is when the coach's daughter is in the shower.
Oh.
And the spider falls on her.
Well, folks.
So it's kind of like going back and forth, though.
Okay.
Like, she was in the shower when this happened, and then they're still at Margaret's house.
Okay.
So they're both, like, it's going on at the same time.
And this, when they're at Margaret's house, too, Collins is kind of, like, going through the curtains and stuff, too.
Yeah.
And that's when one, like, leaps out.
It's from behind a picture frame. He moves the picture frame, and one of the spiders, like, jumps out at them. When then they manage to catch it under a glass, and now they have...
like a live specimen.
Yes. And then, in the meantime, Delbert is at the coach's house, and he's looking around for spiders.
Like I said, watched it a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
Should have maybe have watched it, like...
well, at that point, the entomologist knows to come to town.
Yeah.
Because something actually is going on there. Because
they dissect the dead one.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then that's when they make the connection between Venezuela and...
yeah, and it's like a light bulb goes off, too, because everybody's like, oh, okay, well, that makes sense.
Yeah, because he... it's him and Ross, and they're kind of like going back and forth, and he's like, oh, these are the people that have died, and then entomologist says, oh, that name sounds familiar.
Yeah.
Oh, well, he was just in Venezuela. Like,
yes.
Ta-da. So then they know that that's how they put the pieces together on that one. And then that's when they go through the whole thing about there being a general spider.
Yes.
And
that sends his soldiers out.
Yes. And then they go on this big hunt. They suspect the main nest is in the coroner's office because that makes the most sense.
Yeah. And I do want to say too, is this when Delbert comes in and like meets Dr. Atherton?
Around this time. Yep.
So when Delbert comes in and he's like all geared up in his exterminator gear, he goes and he shakes Dr. Atherton's hand and he's like, oh, it's always a pleasure to meet a fellow colleague. And I'm like, this makes me so happy.
And Atherton is just looking at him like,
sure.
Okay. I think we have different goals here, bud. They remember that the coroner takes his phone off the hook for the wheel every night with his wife, which is his wife, Mimi.
I think so.
From Drew Carey?
Yeah. Well, when was Drew Carey? Like late 90s or mid 90s?
Mid to late 90s.
It looked like her.
It did look like her. You do the cast stuff.
That and like Mimi wears a ton of makeup too.
So it's so hard to tell like what she actually looks like. But I think on the show, her husband is played by the coroner guy.
In Arachnophobia?
Yeah. Like I think he's on Drew Carey too.
Really?
Well, I think.
Oh.
Yeah, I Mimi. Know. She's Mimi.
That's great. Yeah. And you can definitely tell when she's dead.
What?
You can tell because like her face is really still. When she's sitting on a couch with him.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I wouldn't have, like, put that together. I just think that, like, her voice reminded me of
yes.
her.
Yes. Mimi.
Well, they're sitting on the couch watching The Wheel together. Super cute. He's making popcorn. Like, it kind of makes me miss those days where you had, like, 7 p.m. on Thursday, like, your show was on.
Yeah.
Because now your show is on whenever you want it to be on.
Yes.
Maybe Greg and I should like set a time like 9 p.m.
Thursday nights.
Yeah.
I do like remember that because The Office was like Thursday nights at like 8 or 9 p.m. or something.
Mm-hmm.
And I would always like sit down and watch it. And it was like a big thing.
ER was on Thursday nights at 10.
Well, The Walking Dead.
I guess we still do that for Walking Dead. So, yeah.
Well, and now, too, like, I got really into What We Do in the Shadows, and I'm all caught up. So even if I miss it on Friday, I can still watch it.
That's true.
So,
anyway. I don't even know. Oh, so they make popcorn. They're sitting there. The spider gets in the popcorn bowl.
Mm-hmm.
Somehow they both get bit.
It just makes me sad.
Yeah. Well, they're not answering the phone, so the group like breaks up.
The Scooby Gang.
It is. They break up. Ross and Del, I just wrote down for short, Delbert, they go to the coroner's office. And then, who are the other two then?
Atherton and Collins.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
They go in a different direction.
Yes.
They go to...
Splitting up is often a good idea.
Isn't it, though? They go to Jennings' house. Because when they're all in the doctor's office, he's looking at photos that
yes.
Ross's
yeah.
wife had taken. And he sees the big giant spider web. And he's like, where is this? Yeah. So they go, like, booking it over to the house. Then they get out a map and realize that the Jennings house is the epicenter.
The epicenter of the spider outbreak.
Yes.
What a great movie this is. It just terrifies me.
Yeah, it's super scary. Mm. And did you notice that at one point when they're talking about Jennings Farm, they say the old Daniels place?
No.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
And
that's
like,
cool.
Like, I wondered if that was like. I think it might have been when they were looking at the map because they're like, oh, what's that? Oh, Jennings, the old Daniels place.
Yeah. And that's when Jeff Daniels is out. Because I think it's Jeff Daniels and whoever he's with that lay the map out on the hood of the car and look at it. And he's just like, oh, that's my place.
Like, oh, I live there.
I like Jeff Daniels.
So Atherton goes into the barn when he gets there. He is promptly killed.
Which I thought was not what would happen.
No,
in a realistic
I think
situation,
he would be a lot more careful.
Yes.
Not just like shining a flashlight around.
Yeah, I don't think, especially with him being as knowledgeable as he
but
is about.
He was like a go-getter and wanted to like discover new species.
Well,
so he might
curiosity,
have, like,
my friends.
Exactly.
Killed the doctor.
Delbert is the one that finds him.
Mm-hmm.
Like covered with web and spiders.
Yeah, icky.
Which is pretty gnarly. Then you can tell whenever a lot's going on, my notes just like go to shit. Spider swarm house, trap family in bathroom. Ross trapped in bathroom, fall over railing to basement.
It's like super detailed. So Atherton is dead.
Yes.
Delbert and Collins and Jeff Daniels go into the house. The house is being swarmed with spiders. Yeah.
No. Ross and his family are in the house when it starts getting swarmed with spiders.
Collins is there, though.
Collins is there.
Yeah.
They're all just sitting there or like not knowing what to do. Well, then there's spiders on the TV.
I just
knock the TV over.
It's like
there's like 20 spiders. So it's a bad dream.
So they all go in and they're all in the living room and
they don't all go in, though. Delbert is
not
in there.
Right. No, I'm saying like, yeah. So they go in the house. And everything's fine. They're like chit-chatting, like, hey, we have to get out of here, whatever. And then slowly.
Everything's fine. They're chit-chatting. P.S. We have to get the fuck out right now.
Slowly, spiders start just like dropping from places. It's the stuff of nightmares, like you said.
The first spider shows up on the TV screen and everyone jumps. And then there's more spiders on the TV. And then they knock the TV over and there's more spiders. And then they go to the door and there's more spiders there.
Do you think that like that's. Like, if a huge spider egg sac hatched in your basement, do you think that there would be that many spiders just, like, overflowing?
I don't know.
I don't know if that would happen.
It seems like there would have to be, like, multiple egg sacs all hatching at once.
Yes.
And then the spiders would not have to, like, be eating each other.
Yeah.
Wouldn't baby spiders eat each other?
Yeah.
And then, I don't know.
And they do.
It's a movie.
Yeah. They do go into detail, too, that, like, these spiders only have a very short lifespan too. And there are only a certain amount of the spiders that can breed. And yes. So they have to like destroy the spiders before they get to the point where they're breeding breedable spiders.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, there's spiders everywhere. So they all... I don't think Collins is there. I think you're making it up. I think Collins gets out or something.
Okay.
Because he's like not around. Because the whole family goes upstairs and hides in the bathroom. Then they go out the window once the spiders start coming from under the door.
Yeah.
Ross is still stuck in the bathroom. And then he makes a run for it, which so many spiders fall on him, he totally would have been.
He would have been dead. Bitten.
He goes over the railing, and since the floor beneath him is so rotten.
It's bad wood.
It's bad wood.
It's bad wood.
He goes right through it into the basement. His wine rack tips over on him.
It's just the worst. It's the worst.
So he is trapped by his wine rack, which is terrifying. That's when he gets out from under there, but then, or no. It's like a big thing going on because
it's a battle between him and the general.
Yes. Which I can't remember the spiders, what his name is. It's like Big Ben or something like that.
Big Bob.
Big Bob is what they call him. So he's like battling with Big Bob. It's sort of a mess. He wants to like, he takes alcohol and he dumps it all over the egg sack to light it on fire, which I don't know what kind of alcohol it was because I don't think wine is flammable.
No.
It doesn't have like a high enough percentage. But he dumps it all over. He's going to light it on fire. It's like,
it's a big
the general's coming scene. For him while he's trapped. Essentially, he's going to burn the house down because he's like breaking booze bottles like all over in the basement.
He's like, fuck this.
Which is on fire.
This is what Mike would do if he saw like any type of spider in the basement.
Well, it's because the nest gets lit on fire and then he nail guns the queen, I'm assuming, into the electrical panel.
Yes.
And he's trapped, which... When he's throwing the bottles, he has to, like, miss the spider by, like, 3 feet.
He's just...
For, like, spider safety.
Yeah, I know. That's true. He can't actually hit him.
He can't actually...
So, really, Jeff Daniels had great aim.
He's... The whole basement's on fire. Then... Now, after all this, after he ran through all the spiders, when the general is on him, he is paralyzed with fear again.
Are you, like, reading your notes as you're...
No, I'm just, like, thinking... Oh, do you know who made the mechanical general?
No.
You really don't?
No.
It was one of the first products or like projects that Jamie from Mythbusters did.
That's amazing.
Yeah, I thought that was cool.
Oh, that's really cool.
Yeah. Well, okay, so there's Ross, paralyzed with fear. The general like gets onto a board and he hits the board, somehow catapults him into the fire. And then nail guns into the egg sack.
Yes.
Which was a lot.
There's a lot going on, guys. So
that was a lot. And then they move back to the city at the end.
That's a quick wrap up. Wow. And yeah, so they do. They pack up what they have left. I mean,
really, like, that's pretty much the end. Delbert's in there with his, like, crazy poison, like, killing all the ones in the house, like, totally fearless. But the whole thing that's going down in the basement is, like, Ross/General.
John Goodman was fearless with the spiders.
Yes, that's what I heard. He was not scared of them at all.
Nope, he was just totally like, whatever. Fine.
Which he seems to have the least interaction with them, though, too.
Yeah.
The spiders aren't, like, hitting him in the face like they are.
No.
Or, like, or all on over the walls. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so Jeff Daniels and his lovely wife move back to the city, and they're
and
like
children
and children. Oh, whatever. And they're like, oh, we don't have to worry about any of that stuff anymore. And then an earthquake happens. And they're like, well, just an earthquake. It's fine. But I guess if you grew up in San Francisco, like, you would be used to tectonic plate action.
I mean, I guess. I don't know if I would get – that's something I would get used to.
No. I don't think so.
I don't know. We're used to snowstorms.
That's true. Well, guys, this one was rough. I would recommend this to people that didn't necessarily have a fear of spiders. Because, like I said,
I would definitely recommend it to people that were afraid of spiders.
Really?
Yes, be more afraid.
Be more terrified. Mike, like, refused to watch this with me. Like,
really?
There was no, he was not watching this. He hates spiders, though.
He refuses to watch a lot of them, though.
Yeah, that's okay. True. I accidentally drowned a fly in the bathtub last night, and I took the fly out, and we have like a little like orb weaver spider. Well, not little, he's like pretty big.
Yeah.
Out in the garden, and I dropped it in the web, and I saw him like crawl down, and I fed him.
What if that fly was just knocked unconscious and he came back to life in the web? Like, I could have just drowned in the bathtub, then, but instead I'm going to be
eaten. Sucked dry by a spider.
Yeah.
Food chain. We also have a big one too, like on the side of the house, and like every once in a while, like you'll see them like peek out.
We don't have any like giant ones outside that are like the ones that are really popular here, or like really common here.
Yeah,
but it's cool watching them outside of the Nickel.
Oh yeah,
because it's pretty dark in there, and then they have their outdoor lights on, so you can see all the webs. And those spiders are pretty big; they're like the size of the end of your thumb.
Yeah, I think they're cool. I like spiders. I just don't like them on me.
Agreed.
Yeah. Like, they can be chilling in the corner and stuff of my house. Like, that's fine. Don't like them on me.
Yeah, no, I don't like it either.
Yeah. But anyway, yeah. Good one. Jeff Daniels, great.
I know, you called him Jeff Daniels through the whole thing and not Ross Jennings, I don't think, one time.
No, not at all. Hi. It's Jeff Daniels. But yeah, so that was Arachnophobia. Happy birthday, Dad. So if you like what you hear and you want to know what we're going to be doing in the future, please follow us on Instagram /your movie review, all one word, all lowercase. We also have a Facebook page /your movie review, and we have a web page that we try to keep up to date, /yourmoviereview.com. This one was a little scattered, but
they're not all going to be winners.
No. And that's fine. Maybe the next one will be better. I took better notes on that one, I think. But
we shall see.
All right. Everybody have a lovely week. Happy October.
Happy October.
Bye.
Bye.